authors and their brand recognition. The familiarity and consistency of regular podcasts help to develop your brand to make it a household name. In addition, you can integrate information about your products and services according to the theme you will cover in each episode of the podcast. You can also create an entire extra marketing strategy that we may explain more later. For example, if your expertise is in the financial field and produces a podcast on business accounting, you can provide information about your services in this area in each episode. You can also become a platform of marketing and expertise for those in the same industry as yourself. The convenience of variable formats. To generate a dynamic and make your podcast more attractive, you can use different formats such as interviews, roundtable, informal conversations, or simple narration. Besides, each episode can have another arrangement if your market niche is a more open and flexible audience. The platforms for popularizing podcasts are also many and are growing every day. Therefore, the forms of dissemination and access are not considered a problem.
Establishing a stronger connection with your audience. Speaking of connections, hearing the presenter's voice often creates a greater connection with the audience than simply reading text on a web page. With regularly scheduled podcasts, listeners become familiar with your voice and presentation style. This familiarity makes them listen to the podcast often, helping to keep your brand in listeners' heads longer. A podcast is a more personal way to reach new readers, fans, and customers, potential, and form and captivate a loyal audience.
Loyal and consuming listeners. In one of the leading surveys conducted, more than 60% of people interviewed claim to have purchased a recommended product or service on a podcast that they often listen to, proclaiming to trust the program and transferring that trust to the advertised product or service. Wherever you are, if you have a smartphone and internet connection, the podcast can be listened to. Many people take advantage of the hours they face in traffic or treadmill at the gym to catch up and listen to their favorite podcasts. This way, the content ends up becoming much more accessible than websites, videos, or books. Now that you know a little more about podcasts, what do you think? Is it worth investing in one for business? If you want to get deeper into this subject, don't hesitate to contact the OM Times Digital Podcast team.